Now it's 3 o'clock, eh? Day 5. So you have again reporting of meditation followed by question and answer by reviewing the meditation reporting. So this review of meditation reporting can help deepen your understanding of the cultivation, also the understanding of the Dhamma and the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So you can ask any question regarding meditation, the Dhamma, and real life application of the teaching. Anybody want to report meditation? Anybody? Pass the mic to Polai.
After the first day that I continue bowing, and it really helps to penetrate the awareness and the peaceful
sadhu.
During the meditations.
Very good, sadhu.
And since that day I meditate until now, the body is without any pain.
Sadhu,
And it's so relaxed that I never been experienced.
You have never experienced this type of relaxation and peacefulness before.
It's just so natural, that day, Brother Dio, that bring us to visiting the natural
nature.
Yes, and it speaks the peaceful in between all the nature. Plants and flowers, and not tightness. The more that we tight, the more that we feel the fix. So, and after that is really can feel that body is body, mind is mind.
Very good. Sadhu, you can feel that and understand that it's very good. We are the two, they are detached. Actually, they are not together. They are separate entity. Very good.
And automatically experience that how the mind so down and habitual, the tendency that it's really won't go into 不会再做了.
Yeah, 用华语, 用华语, I will translate.
因为已经知道所有的
的状况是怎么样出现的，所以你就会整个人是很平静，而且没有一点抓着，也不需要再抓。然后，要讲什么了？ 你starting的时候你讲很自在那些，你用华语在，从第一天在这个
retreat 然后开始做 bowing，
帮你很大的忙，而且是我第一次在做这么多静坐的时候，很自在，而且我身体没有任何的疼痛，而且也没有感受到任何东西。 Sadhu, very good.
整个身体其实就是身体，它没有任何的 reflection， 只是 automatically 它是 natural 的 reflection 在那边，就是心跳它就会跳，然后它的肌肉会动就是会动，就是这样而已，一个大自然的东西。然后整个想法是 想不到东西。
对对对，Sadhu，very good。
然后整个静态 就是在镜子，就没有东西。
对对 ，very good。Then 还有一段你讲，他让你看怎样那个无明啊，来现出来那些东西啊。到后你了解了，你不能再去做了，
因为没有 reason 要去做了。
对，因为你了解了嘛，
然后就那一
天，他怎样会来骗你，弄到你无名，你去 react 去 stir 那些，very good。那你讲那一段就可以，
在静止的时候，就整个的状态，你会很清晰的知道为什么会想很多
啊，
因为是在外在的这个事情，然后身体就会觉得你一定要做这个事情，
对对，
然后没有任何的觉知，
对，
所以身体就很自然就去做这个东西，就觉得这个是身体的一部分，
对对对，
想法的一部分，
对对，
所以就很像大自然一样，植物花草，他们很自然的就
对
了，
对，
所以不需要有任何的抓着它，因为我们越抓着这个身体，越抓着不能感受到那一个境，
对，you cannot experience that type of mind state or what they call when you are relaxed, silent, your mind is free, completely different and very sensitive. This is what she understands. Because when you try to go against nature, you want things your way, you create a lot of conflict, unnecessary negativity, then you become insensitive and you cannot feel nature, the plant, everything. You can't. Very good. 那个很好。
所以那个relax 很重要。
Relaxation is the most important.
不是想出来的 relaxation.
Yes, yes, yes. Not through thinking one.
也不是做出来的 relaxation.
You're not forcing you. The relaxation is through understanding, naturally relax.
今天早上的时候，进到突然就有一个声音，就是早上砰的一声，
对，
这个敲醒我一样事情
啊。
Stillness is not there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No stillness.
Yeah, yeah.
The heart stillness need to be flow.
Yes, yes, yes.
那我讲不出那一个，不，我讲我解释不到那一个，那一个，
你用怀疑，用怀疑，
那一个镜，
呀，我知道，
它不是镜，
呀呀呀，
那个镜的状态是很轻的，
对 ，very light, very light,
它不是一个我们要想要去静下来，
对对对，
很像一个 container 这样，
对对对对，
这个只是一个 mind 想出来的那个静，
对对对，
我一定要达到那个静，
对对，
所以我静不到，
对对对对she came to know even that stillness, that quietness that she experienced, it is still not the real tranquility and stillness, and that one is not through the thoughtIt's not like a container, like an empty, nothing. No. It is really a very natural state that happens when the mind settles down, when the mind becomes very at ease. Then this mind slowly comes back to its original state. Then that whole body and mind in perfect harmony can go through that transformation and realize that stillness and the tranquility.As I said today, this morning, the meditation, she was so calm, so still. Then, the first day, when she started, she said, she did the bowing. The bowing helped her to develop the mindfulness. Then she sat. After she sat, she felt so calm, so still, so quiet. And the whole body, until today, no ache, nothing. Then he realized, the body is just the body.Very natural, just like what I mentioned. it follow nature's law. The heartbeat, because of the life force and all things, it will beat. The pulse of life, the movement, everything. Then when you understand, you let it be, then you just silent, the two things become so beautiful. But human beings' problem is, you want your body to be otherwise. You want to interfere with this, you want to interfere with that. That's why you cannot develop the ability to be mindful, to be still, to be silent, to see clearly that the body is the body. Follow nature's law. Whatever vibration, whatever arising or thought process, your views, your opinion, she starts to see. Then she realized the body part, you can't do anything. You have to accept the reality, you have to experience it, aware of it. Then you will understand what the Buddha meant by this body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick and die. It goes the way of nature. Whereas the thinking is different. It's because of your own delusion. Then this type of thought all come. Then he know that thought is because of all those things. Then once she understand, he said he will not go back to those heedless way anymore. She will not go back to do all those things anymore. Then while I took them to the hilltop, then when she heard what I say, if you are sensitive, if you are silent, you can feel a lot of things. The whole of nature, the vibration of nature, the energy, the flow of nature. Then also everything related to nature, the surrounding, the breeze, the weather, the energy, everything. Then the insect sound, the vibration, the running stream, even now the rain, the vibration. When I was meditating just now, when the rain start, I felt there is a reason for the rain because they rejoice. Then all of a sudden, that vibration was so beautiful. You can just absorb in silence. Then a lot of things happened. Then after that, I came out after 1 hour. Then I went back to my room because I need to do certain things. So I normally silent check. Then I saw in the WhatsApp message, remind me, the message say, one of the Kayamita say, he received message from our good friend up there, the Devas and all those things. They want us to chant Heart Sutta, especially Om Peme Meme Hum. Heart Sutta, Om Peme Meme Hum. Then I think if we have time, we will chant the Great Compassionate Mantra too. Then I need Jin Hao to help me look on the Google, look for Om Peme Meme Hum. Look for the appropriate one. I listen to it, I know. Then we chant together. I will put it on the mic. Then you can hear it. Then you chant together. So all these are the condition behind. Like every retreat, every year, somebody will receive this message. So this year is a new person again. First time here, first thing. So this thing, nature, within nature. Then when the understanding come, when the meditation deepened, she had a lot of joy. She said she had never had this type of peace, this type of silence, this type of meditation that is so natural, so at ease. The mind so silent, so still, so calm. And the understanding keep on coming. That's why after that, she came and told me, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, I forgot. He said he determined to go all out to develop this cultivation. She is the one. Then she wanted my nature's guidance and all those things. So this will happen when you have your past, when you have the understanding. You become different. You will never look back anymore. You will never turn back anymore. And because her English is not good, that's why she need to use Mandarin. So whatever I can translate, I try to translate. But there are certain things that she also find it difficult to express it out. So like he said, it's not using your thought, your knowledge to try to understand and believe that this is what she experienced. No, it's not from the thought. You have to reach that type of meditative state, then you will understand what she means. Have you ever meditated until your whole entire body and mind is so still, so perfect, no pain, nothing, at ease. Then he understand body is body, mind is mind. Then she said, when I took her, they all up that time, he said, say, when I talk about the nature, the plant, the tree, she realized, yeah, they go the way of nature. They follow nature's law. So you cannot like want to argue or interfere or comment. Why? All this is what your delusion, the thought tell you. But when you have the wisdom and understanding, just like you accept your body, when you accept nature, you are so peaceful. You are so still and you are so aware, you are so sensitive and you can feel them. They are alive. Understand not? The energy within nature, the vibration, everything is so harmonious because they don't have a cunning mind like yours. Understand not? You chatter a lot, you verbalize a lot, you complain a lot. Like I say, rain also complain, no rain also complain. Too hot also complain, too cold also complain. Got money also complain, no money also complain. So what you want? Your craving mind through delusion every time, oscillating. Tell you this, tell you that. Then you perceive it, then you react, you stir. And this is what heedlessness is. Then when he saw all this, then he know. That is the mundane mind, not the true mind. Let it be. Then this habitual tendency is not easy to change without understanding. That's why when she saw all this, she understand. She know how to live. Then she said she will never go back to the old way because you have seen it. How heedless, how it proliferate, how it create all these things. Got no meaning. Well, it doesn't follow nature's law. So he said like this body, it go the way of nature. Let it be. Then the meditation becomes so beautiful. Well, you don't interfere. But when you don't know how to relax, when there is pain, you don't know how to deal. When there is a destruction, you don't know how to deal. So what you do? You want to interfere, understand? You have craving. I want to be peaceful. I want my meditation to progress. By one thing, you cannot achieve. By understanding and doing it properly, all the result will come. That is what meditation is all about. Cultivation. You must have faith. As long as you have faith, the faith will support you, will drive you. Then you listen attentively. Then you do accordingly. So she just followed instruction to do the bowing. Then she find it useful, help her. Then of course she has a path. Otherwise she cannot be experiencing all this. She can't be having this type of sudden experience. Just because she came for the retreat once. She came to my class, I think, a few years back. Then she disappeared for a while because of her job. She was introduced by Brother Song. Then they... colleague, I think, or don't know what. So I remember he said she came from Johor. Then she went to the office there. I think they were neighbors or don't know what. Then suddenly that night, he asked Brother Song, going for dinner. Brother Song said, no, Tuesday class. What Tuesday class? Then she decided to follow. That night, the first night she come, you know what happened? She suddenly... inside, felt something and she understand. Then she waited until everybody go back. I also don't know. Then I saw everybody left with her and Brother Song. Then I sense something. Then he suddenly come and approach me and said, Brother Teo, use Mandarin, of course, because her English also. Discuss with me. I said, can. Then the moment she asked those questions, my nature knew, can feel that she has a path. Then I told her, you listen. I explained the four noble truths. I just explained the first and second noble truth only. Immediately she get it. And she was full of joy. Then she go back. She know how to advise the mother also. So that part was so beautiful. Then she, after that, she came out with her own understanding. No wonder people suffer. It was regarding her mother. 你还记得吗? 你讲给他们听 Because the mother one was very interesting. That Dhamma you will learn. Because she was the one who come out with the understanding and told me how she went back and talked to the mother. Because the mother was heedless, don't understand. And the mother is here, no? Mother don't know English, don't worry. Ah, she smiles. Don't worry, the mother is very beautiful too. I just told her, you don't understand, never mind, just silent, have joy, smile. Huh. Ah, huh? Oh, okay, she asked me to relate. It seems her mother, auntie, can you say? Can you? Oh, 你也不知道是什么啊? Okay. 我现在讲给你听，你就了解了。因为你女儿后来回来告诉我，她说她要帮你。我母亲有一段的那个。There is a batch of comic thing, understand? You eat on the comic called what? Yezhang, or Inko, Inko. Tatong Hokkien, Fujian, Inko. So, you know what happened? She got this habitual tendency, you know. Every time I wait for the daughter to come back, you know. When the daughter come back, she will repeat the same thing now. You heard of it, right? Your mother, your parents sometimes, the like grandmother story, continue repeat, how the father did what. And it seems, that's what I heard. He said the mother very scared of the father. Then it's like meeting the big boss like that one. Then the father decides everything. So she was subject to this type of condition for so long, and inside suffer. So if you inside suffer, what you do? Nobody to release to. So poor life go back every day, kena. And she knew, she understand, she has compassion. Then one day, after she understood from me, I explained the first two noble truths, what is suffering and the cause of suffering. Then he straight away tell mother, you have been carrying this for so long. When you continue to like that, tell me, pour out and all those things, are you happy? You are not happy. All these are wrong thoughts that condition your unhappiness. That's why you have to release it, understand? But at least it release a bit, understand? Like what they call bottle up. Your unhappiness, your sorrow, your resentment. If you bottle up, don't share with people, how? Explode, isn't it? Correct? In Hokkien, pok cha. So before it pok cha, you release a bit. Release through what? Somebody willing to listen to you. Then you know how she end up telling me. He said, these people are still playing the game of suffering. Do you understand? 你们在玩痛苦的游戏. What are you doing? Recalling this bitter memory, unhappy memory, and every day doing this act. You think this is game? This is causing your own suffering. So in Mandarin is very good. 你们在玩痛苦的游戏. You know what is that or not? Somebody please interpret in English. 痛苦的游戏. What is 游戏? Games. The game of suffering. When you are heedless, throughout the day, you are playing the game of suffering. You're never happy. You're never peaceful. That is not life. But I don't know whether the mother got her. She said she did that and she tried. And I saw it so beautiful. Where did this Dhamma come from her, not from me. I only explained the noble truth. So now you understand. Since birth until now, you have been playing for how many years? This type of game of suffering. You still want to continue to play? That's why he said he'll never go back to the old way. Now you understand? So this one beautiful or not? Better do it. Rejoice. So now you go back, you got father, grandfather, or loved one doing the same. He said, I learned something from the retreat. I think this is suffering. But you are not happy. And you are trying to release it. What for? That's why I told this to another lady who came to my class also, and it happened to be my wife's colleague and good friend. So she has a problem, understand or not, with Because the husband, very close to her, very successful, passed away. Suddenly, on a heart attack, also 60 over years old. And she was in depression for 2 years. Then my wife said, help her. Then when I went to the wake, I saw the way she was in that sorrowful and what they call in grief, misery. I say, no point. Whatever you do won't help. Because she is not listening. She cannot listen. That time, the clinging, the attachment, like Kiat Hun Se. She cannot listen to anything. Because it was so sorrowful. And later on, after she recovered, just by talking to me and have lunch and dinner with me, within 3 months she recovered. And I told her a very simple thing. The moment I want to explain the First Noble Truth, you know what she told me? Brother, no need to explain. I was in it for 2 years. Understand or not? The depression. He said, oh, yo. Then he tell me, psychiatry and all those things. The tranquilizer all say, exactly like what I tell her. He said he understood what I say inside out. Then I told her, your life, understand or not? You hold the key to your own life destiny. Why are you unhappy? Why are you not peaceful? Why can't you make that choice to be happy? And you will be happy. And life is not just using that memory to hold on to things, understand or not? And become miserable. Means you are playing the game of suffering. You know what she told me? I didn't know about that until you tell me. He said, you know why she get into that state or not? When she lost her husband, she becomes so affected, afflicted. She told me, she every day in the house, he saw all the photo, the picture, the thing that the husband buy, she buy and share, the happy moment, all the memory come back. That's why she cannot free the mind. Then went to the room also, remember. Everything there also related to how she and her husband went through life and how they were having the good life at that time because they were very successful in life. But she like lost everything when the husband is no more around because they used to have very, very good family, friend, all those things. And these are all very successful people, Tan Sri, Dato, and most of them are CEO, MD, and all those things. Even the very famous rich people also are their friends. So suddenly you lost everything. How you feel? Then later on, I told her, this is a game of suffering. Don't play anymore. There are so much more things in life. Understand or not? Do the thing that you like to do. Make yourself happy. Make yourself peaceful. Understand or not? Develop the joy. Your life is not just thinking the wrong thought. That's why the Buddha said, when you think the wrong thought, you become afflicted. Because you attach, you cling, you hold. This is grasping. The whole of the sankhara, five aggregate form and mind, is grasping. And you cannot accept the reality. I said the reality is finished. No more. Move on. Then I say, at least you do something tangible for him. Then he said, what can I do? Transfer marriage, share marriage, make offering, donation on his behalf. Oh, then she saw the point. Yeah, then this one give her joy. Then after that, later on, she completely recovered. Then he came to the class. She like polite, but I think a bit worse than polite. Because her English really cannot on. Chinese school one, primary school teacher. So English she can understand, but cannot express it properly. So because of that, she said, Bertil, I prefer to talk to you in Mandarin. And I English educator, speak Mandarin. But because I have to speak Mandarin to her, I learn Dhamma. The Mandarin Dhamma. That's why I can explain a lot of things. And she liked to talk to me. You know what he told me or not? She was recommended to go to those Mahayana center and all that. And she is very close to this Fo Guang group, Fo Guang San. She every time go there, Song Qing, chanting, attend the Sutta class, everything. After the 3 months she recovered, you know what she told me or not? He said, I learn more Dhamma and more understanding by talking to you compared to my few months of that class. No? Oh. This is how she learned. Then after that, I told her all those things. Then later on, after she recovered, then there was some attachment, no, to the son. Yeah? Then about the in-law thing and all that. Then the old thinking come out, no, but this time it's not attached to the husband, no. It's cannot get what she wants, no. Then you know what happened? She starts to see that she become unhappy again, no, like want to go back to the old state again, no. Then she said, what is happening to me? Then she remember my word, no. She hold the key to her own life destiny, no. To be happy or to be unhappy is entirely your choice. She straight away cut everything off, no, and decide to drive out and come and see me and go and visit Dhamma friend, then go and visit her friend, her colleague, and have fun, no, and do what she need to do, then go to Fo Quang and do the cultivation and all those things. That's how she came back her life. Then she come and tell me, oh, that just that sentence, no. To be happy or unhappy is entirely your choice, no. So he said, I'm not so stupid anymore. Yeah. Whatever people do, my children, my in-law, or what, I don't want them to go the way I want them to be. They are alive, let them live. Understand? Oh, she becomes so wise. Then she said, she's so happy, you know. There is so much joy. You know. This is what Dhamma is all about. Understand? Simple and yet effective. And she heard that story also. 痛苦的游戏. Then she also realized, yeah, I don't want to play that game. She said, she's now 70 plus, almost 80. You know. He said, I played for so long, you know, I don't want to continue to play. You know. Understand? So, do you learn anything? Huh. Yes, then what must you do? Get hold very easy. Get hold down very smart, very wise. Sadhu. We all thank Polai. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. That's why if you really listen attentive and you have your past or you are sincere, this thing will go in and you will know what to do and you will experience all this. She is new. 3 years never see me, suddenly decide to come. And suddenly decide to bring the mother also. Oh. Yeah? I don't know. She don't know English. She don't know English. 你懂吗刚才我讲的你有听到吗我讲的 你女儿怎样跟你讲玩痛苦的游戏 你去想那些不该想的东西 弄到你很辛苦的 then 你每次等到波莱回来 你就没有人可以讲 因为波莱是最孝顺的能够听你讲的 所以你就跟他讲 then 他看到你的 你的痛苦, 你的 suffering. So 他就跟你讲, 妈, 够了咯, 痛苦的游戏玩了这么久, 不要再玩了。 因为你去想那个念头啊, 对你自己里面啊, 是不开心的, 对不对? 那些开心的你没有去想啊, 是吧? 来祝福波莱啦, 祝福你家庭啦, 什么, 改变你的想法, 有那些, 正念啊, 了解什么是正念吗? 正知, 正思维啊, 正知, your right view, I'm not talking about right thought. 正思维啦, 正念啊, 正念 is mindfulness, 正思维 is right thought. So, 你的那个思想啊, 念头好的时候啊, 你会很自在, 很平静, 很开心, 祝福你女儿, 祝福你家庭, 祝福你的邻居, everything. You feel very good, understand? Or? When you wish people well, you feel good. But when you have envy, jealousy, unhappiness, sorrow, are you happy? Do you feel good? These are evil rules, make you miserable. So you are playing what? The game of? So why you every time play that game? Do you realize you have been playing that game for so long? See, bang, not the head. Now you only understand. And Dhamma is so simple. No? You think got Dhamma book write like that one? Explain Dhamma to you like that one? They always quote the standard thing, no? Life is suffering, first number two. Cause of suffering, craving lah, attachment lah. Don't attach lah, don't cling lah. Say only, you know, understand or not? And they cannot tell you how you become like that, you know. And how you can get out of here. You agree what I say or not? You go to all the temple, you go and find out when you talk to them. Nobody explain this to you. They only use all the standard term. And the funny thing about the Buddhist community is, everybody, they not go against what is popularly accepted one. What the book write on. Anything out of that, not sure they don't want to mention. But they get wrong, understand or not? But a lot of things that I share with you and tell you, book never write one. And you never hear one. Why I dare to say, well, this is the truth. This is what I saw, I realized. And this is what I can share with you. And I can see all this, that's why I can communicate with people. As I see, I know all the chronic one that he cannot handle, which he know, he was sent to me. After he sent to me, then he realized recently, everyone come out of it. And faster and faster. How? You think got magic? You think I can read mind? I cannot. I got no psyche. I don't know anything. But my nature can understand. And I can feel. It's very sensitive. That's why I will know what is needed. Then it can share. Everyone is different, I tell you. You cannot go and like learn now. Oh, brother Teo, last time help that one like that and all. He said, ask for forgiveness lah. Repent lah. Then after that, forgot the second and third one. No? Understand not? After ask for forgiveness and repent, what must he do? Determine not to do it again. Understand? Well, this is karmic negativity. Bring about suffering, misery, cause your karmic downfall. So you vow not to do it again by following what? Advice of the Buddha first lah. So fast go if for power. To avoid all evil. How? Keep precept, understand or not? Then why keep precept? Well, those who violate precept has evil, understand or not? Take for example, first precept. Panati pata viramani sikha padang samadhi yami. What is that? I undertake the training rule to abstain from killing or causing harm. Who will do that? Foolish people, deluded people, angry people, violent people, selfish people will kill. All the evil root are there. You go and break that precept. In Canada they say may say go. You haven't died before. So now you see very clearly that. You think easy to quote what I say, you don't understand. So when you don't understand, you cannot. Even after I repeat so many times, you still cannot recall. That's why all this must, like Yun Chan, they all last night, don't know. He said, oh, brother Teo, why you continue to repeat? You cannot really penetrate. They thought this is kindergarten style. Four noble truth, they assume they know. That was last time, now different. Now Yun Chan is very different. Then they come to realize every time they listen is for another approach, another understanding. Then after understand already, you go and cultivate, listen again, different again, no, but the same word, no, same advice, no. And you ask Sui An and Mi Feng in his house Thursday class, what did I teach? Every day that same few essential Dhamma. What are they? Five metal in the bang also, no. Then five spiritual faculty, three evil root, advice of the Buddha, Dhammapada verse. Just these few things. And I can teach for, I think, 7-8 years already. I ask you to teach the same topic for 7-8 years. You go and try it. Three lessons, people walk off already. Nobody there already. You understand? Because it's different. It's not repeat. The approach is different. Different people come, different condition, different question, different approach need to be used. If I don't use this through all these example and approach, you can never get the true understanding and meaning. Because this Dhamma is so deep, understand? That's why I say that understanding wisdom is not a knowledge, it's not rigid. Because once you understand, it applies to all conditions, all states. No matter what condition, it solves the problem. Understand? No more suffering. Those that you through knowledge remember, oh, brother Teo, last time I helped that person do like that, I also advise him like that. Like my that technician. He go and do. Then I come back. Luckily, the pengarah keselamatan, the safety director, very smart. He said, engineer not around. Engineer don't give green light. Road cannot open. So that was how it was. So it is your understanding. Always remember, whatever you do without wisdom, without understanding, you cannot do it correctly. And most of them are temporary fix, not permanent fix. You understand? Then you want to understand the yellow book, SJBA talk. What was the title? A method of stress release. How to use mindfulness, the importance of mindfulness and heedfulness to help you solve your problem. That was transcribed from the talk in 2013 in SJBA. That book about depression. You can read. It's a very good book. It's also in the website.
One more thing to share.
That's
3 years that I disappeared because I focus on my work. I have chance to meet a lot of clients, people have a different problem methods. And when they come approach me to do the body massage, and after that, I can really see that why everyone has to be repeating the same things and make the body so miserable and so tight and so...
Because she can see, she did that type of therapy. Then she know how to release them for them.
And after release, and I tell them, how you feel? This is real because this is your body and your mind is keep on telling you doing the same thing and
repeating
habitual.
All those habitual tendencies, making you miserable.
And I say, you don't ever want to compassion to your body.
You don't love your body.
The first thing that you help us to earn money, to love and everything. And
you have to take care of the body, but you become so foolish.
And every
you
time
harm
when you come,
the body, hurt the body.
And I say, every time you're repeating the same thing and you say you want to love yourself, I don't understand.
Every time you play the game of suffering, do you love yourself? Like the body, you can talk. Talk to you what? Like my teacher said, oh master, harm me not. Why? Because this body is I'm only tissue and cell. So he said, have me work for you. Before I am too old, too sick, and too fragile to serve you. How you feel? Look bo paisei ah? You sure paisei leh? The body talk to you like that. And you cannot understand. You are so foolish. Means you don't love yourself. When you don't love yourself, what you do? You arise the wrong thought to torture yourself, to create misery and suffering for yourself. You know what you are doing or not? That tool, which is your thought, T-O-O-L, understand? It's like a knife. How you use the knife? Cut fruit, shape fruit, cut vegetable, do carving, and help you to do things in that. If you use that tool, which is the knife, to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, and hit out at others, is that the right way to use that tool? Wrong, isn't it? Foolish, isn't it? But you are using your thought precisely that way, you know. To harm yourself, hurt yourself, and make yourself depressed, suicidal thought, and you cannot see. And you use your thought negatively through all the four types of wrong speech, angry speech, harsh speech, that hurtful speech, backbiting, lie. Means you use that tool wrongly to harm yourself, hurt yourself, and hit out at others. That is real foolishness. You recall the knife analogy, you will know. You see that point or not? So from now onward, are you going to love yourself?
Yes.
Get hold very fast. You all somehow haven't wake up. Every day you do what? You cling and hold on to the wrong thought and make yourself miserable. So unhappy. So afflicted. Then until you go into sorrow, lamentation, grief, misery. That's why the afternoon chanting or morning chanting, all these are suffering. So it's very good. Say continue.
我每次在按到身体的时候, 他们已经睡觉了, 手,
yeah.
他们的手还是这样。
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because relax, understand?
And the hand is still like this.
Yeah, up there.
But you see, after they wake up, 他们醒了过后, 我跟他们说, 你真的很 stress 哦。
Yeah?
你有感受到你睡觉你都不能放松吗?
You understand?
他们都不知道。
They don't know. Because they are so stressed out, even when asleep also not relaxed, understand? You know why it's not relaxed? You got hallucination, dream. All these thoughts still arrive, but you don't know. Because you are not aware, understand? Then she can feel as a therapist, you are not relaxed. Even when you are asleep like that also, you are not relaxed. But my room one, Sui An and Brother Tim, very relaxed one. The way they snore, you know one. Oh, very good. But first few days only, because he tired, he drove out very early, Brother Tim. After that, third day, no more. Much less and no more. Then Sui An, first 2 days, very tired. Wow, orchestra. But no problem, understand? Because you understand. And this is relaxed, understand? The way the thing, you know what, very relaxed inside there. Means the brain not holding anything. That's why can sleep very well. Last time, you asked him, the depression type, can sleep? Cannot sleep, understand? So, meditation and Dhamma make you so different. Understand? And if you have been with your wife or your husband, if they snore, don't complain. Understand? Hey, real story. We went to China, you ask my wife. There were four couple of us, I think. Then got one of them where I told you the husband passed away. So nine of us. And there was one, I think 80 years old or one, but the wife is 60 plus. He told us what? No. I would rather like my husband to snore. If he don't snore at this age, it's very dangerous. So. You understand? That's why if they snore, means they are still alive. Understand? In Cantonese, it means sang ngao ngao. Understand? He cannot snore, I tell you, you better check. Don't play. So this one snoring, if you perceive it wholesomeness, you will be beautiful. Your body is like that. Tired. Need to rest. So let it rest. What's wrong? Why do you perceive negativity? Why do you dislike it? Because you are selfish. This is disturbing. But when you snore, you are not disturbing people. That's why you snore can know. Your spouse snore cannot know. Then last time when my son was young, He asked my wife, I said, what is daddy doing when I was snoring? He cannot understand. He used the word kopu. Understand? Then my mother said, snoring. Then later, he understand. So it's natural, understand? Why you want to perceive negativity? Why you want to stress yourself out, react, and create this type of negative perception, negative thought? It is the way you perceive a situation. Always remember. If you perceive it with negativity, what happens? It become what? Before suffering. You call it a problem, isn't it? That problem make you miserable, then suffering come. Understand? That's why I say there is no problem in this world. You don't believe. Because you perceive negativity, sure got problem. I don't perceive negativity. I perceive the reality. It is the way things are. It has to be this way. No other choice. Like the Buddha said, you got two choices. React to it and become miserable. Be afflicted. Accept it, at peace with it, perceive it with wholesomeness, then blessing in disguise. Understand? That's why have goodness, things will go your way. Have kindness, things will go your way. If you have evil root, nothing go your way, I tell you. You become miserable. This is what the teaching is capable of giving you. What is it? Off the light, there, inside the switch box. No, inside the switch box there. You want the orange light? Ah, eh? Ah, off already. That's why you must know where the switch are. Otherwise what? If you don't have the understanding and the patience, you will become mang zhang inside there. You know what mang zhang?
Frustration.
Frustration, English word. But the Hokkien word very good, mang zhang. Wow, it portrays the meaning very clearly. You very mang zhang, means you complain a lot. You react to situation. That's why they can see, wow, this person very mang zhang already, want to get angry already. Last one.
For these 4 years that I've been working in this, and the first time, the early year, I feel very torturing, like ngo xiong sama.
When I
feel sad. The first few years.
I feel sad.
Then after I go to the Dharma talk, Dharma class, and I feel whenever I see my clients, I realize something, and I tell my client, I say, I can't help you.
I just
let you and accompany you to see, to understand how your body and how your life to be. It's just you are the one who help yourself.
Yeah, can help yourself. You are responsible for your own life destiny. That's why this is very important.
And I tell myself, I say, it's not my hand to do that. I don't interfere in people's life.
Yes.
I am just doing with the things that I like and the ways that I need to do.
Yeah.
To help myself, because all the clients help me to realize and to understand what is life.
Yes, she learned a lot from the patient, from her patient.
And I learned patience.
She learned patience, to be patient.
That's why these 3 years I disappear, and now I really understand that when I come to this retreat, I realize because it's helped me to get ready my path.
Yes.
To realize things in life.
Yeah.
You know, in my work. Mm. It's not what I really think.
Yeah, not what your thought tell you. Always remember. My daughter also realized.
Sadhu.
He said, for no reason, when she was doing her work under stress, pressure, all this thing, then this thought come out. Then he realized, hey, how come got this thought? Then he remember what I say, this thought is not me, Understand? This is the bundle of memory with his conditioning, the mundane mind telling her. Oh, then she become different, no? Then he said, if I don't have the understanding, I deceived by this, understand? Then when I have the understanding, I look at it, and then she laugh at you. She said she laugh at you. All the talk come out, laugh. Exactly the same as Alicia. Alicia says she's 16 years of depression, until she understand what is wrong thought. No? Well, the first time he came to my Tuesday class about 几年, she around or not? 几年, 五年, 六年. That time she come in, I can feel her. No? Cannot talk to her. Because that fear, that depressive mind, that sadness, you can feel one. No? Then come in also, didn't talk. Then just somebody introduced, we have Vincent, the good friend, and Anna want to help her. And then he came with her husband. Then somehow I knew, I feel. Then you know what I did or not? I started the Tuesday class, then I quickly switched topic to Four Noble Truths. Again, I explained the First Noble Truth and the Second Noble Truth. Then you know what happened? From that sad, depressed state, like lost in herself, suddenly, when she starts to listen, she realized everything that happened to her was in the First Noble Truth. No? Then he got light at the end of the tunnel. Then I saw there is a brightness inside the facial expression. No? Like there is joy. No? But for a moment only, then she was listening attentively. Then after that, not long, she chased Sui An for the talk. No? You ask Sui An, I say. That's why Sui An becomes so efficient. No? Tuesday talk finish, Thursday talk finish. The moment he reached, especially Thursday, before 12 come out already. You realize or not? He said, because Alicia won. And she was telling me later on, I said, traveling on the train, aeroplane, go everywhere. She got time, she listen. Until she understand, no? Then she realized, yeah, my life, why should I do this? And these are wrong thought. Then I just explain what is wrong thought, no? What you all learn is, what is right thought? And all the book tell you, four Brahma Vihara, finish. That is not the Dhamma. The Dhamma is, if you don't know what is wrong thought, what will you do? You will continue to think the wrong thought without knowing that you are thinking the wrong thought, isn't it? So when I explain, wrong thought are thought that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation. No need to describe all these mind states you went through, understand? Then he said, yeah, why so stupid? Then she starts to look at it differently. Then he said, yeah, like Brother Teo said, must have kindness, must have goodness, must be gentle, pleasant, feel for people, have love, have compassion. Then she starts to do, then she realized when she starts to do, the heart opened up, then she got more joy, That's how she recovered. Then after that, when she saw this wrong thought come, she laughed. She said, enough. Kola, for 16 years, you have been tormenting me and deceiving me. Don't come. Pew, finish. That's how they come out. You think the Dhamma book got right, this one? Yeah? Got it? Have you read any Dhamma book teach you like that one? My God, these are real. Like, they report to me, that's why I can tell you. Understand? This is how they recover. Just like Polian, how the client recover. Then she learned, she sees, she saw all of them like that. Because their wrong thought, their habitual tendency, trap all this negative energy inside the body. And she know how to do this style of therapy to release all this. He said he released it from their joint. So if you got this type of mental thing, you can see full life. And I said, he can release for you. I said, and these are gifted skills that she has from her past. Otherwise, she don't know how to do one. And she can see you. Understand? Not the one with the read mind one. That one was for. Understand? He can read. You are not relaxed. You are very stressed out. You are a lot. Because she is so good in this therapy, she can feel you, see you. This is what Dhamma is all about. You think fairy tale? No fairy tale. This is a real life. I haven't seen her for 3 years. Suddenly she appeared and she can report all this. You think I pakai with her? Like those one you go for the Christian one. Wow, suddenly you can walk already. After hallelujah, come out, testify. So no need to testify. This is real life thing. And she's willing to share. Why? Because she sees the importance, the joy, so that you all can learn. You all can have faith. Yeah. So all these are very beautiful. She was actually very happy already because she keep on every day after the class, she come and talk to me. She want to report to me. Then I just say sadhu to you. Very good. Then I didn't even tell her, you share lah. No, I didn't tell her that. And today she put up her hand. Sadhu. So now you know how to teach your children or not. Teach your loved one, your good friend, your spouse. I was told a lot of people find it very difficult to teach their spouse. True or not? Understand? Because they want to be right. Then you talk too much, I tell you. You can either they pull your ear or no dinner. Understand? Go on strike. Go and wash your own clothes. This one joke only. I only heard from people. Understand? So I think your karma better. You don't have such problem. You are a very loving couple. A lot of them are husband and wife here retreat, isn't it? You think you can find? Most of the time is one of the spouse don't believe and don't do kawa. Last time, Sui An, was it yesterday? He told you, he drives Mi Fong all the way to Brickfield. Then what happened? Send Mi Fong in to study Dhamma, go through the Dhamma. Then He sit in the car, he open up four noble truths. What nonsense is this? And this was from him now. You realize that? So a lot of your husband, before the time is right, before the condition is there, cannot on. And I got a few Dhamma friends, married, they were so keen to get their husband involved. And a few of them really beautiful. Husband and wife, finally husband come. Wow, so full of joy. Oh, a lot, quite a number now. Because very funny, somehow they trust me. You know what happened? I got this university classmate. When they find it difficult to get permission from their wife to come out, you know what they say? I'm going out with Brother Teo. Oh, Brother Teo, go, go, go. Wow, I say, if you really one day got caught, you put me in a spot and get me into trouble. Somehow they trust me, you know. Oh, you go with Brother Teo. Okay, okay. Then there was one case like this. After the husband came to the Dhamma class, he becomes so different. He becomes so considerate. For the first time, last night, Tai Lam Yan, the husband decide all. Then suddenly go back. I don't know how he called the wife. I said, today what you want to eat? What you prefer? The wife surprised. Then after that, he realized that after going to my class, improvement. So you know what happened? Every time got problem, I think you better go Brother Teo's class. He become like that. Then later on, he becomes so happy. The wife also trusted me, And the wife wrote to me, because the father passed away, she didn't know what to do. Then I explained to her. Then she also came to the class. Then she also came to a retreat early on. That one from Alostar, I think some of you all know. Panchi is good friend, family friend. Was somebody that taught me in the school before. So these are things that really happen and can change. And when you understand the Dhamma, I tell you, you are really blessed. Of course, the true Dhamma, not the type of Dhamma, theoretical, doesn't work, make you worse and more egoic. I got a case, I remember. There was one who do that type of meditation, vipassana, understand? Then, he taught mindfulness very important. He taught mindfulness is forgetfulness. So every time the son, after they grow up, the children, every time eat that time, make one mistake, drop the spoon or what, he will shout out and say, told you to be mindful, you never listen. And one day, you know what happened? During that time, before that, he was teaching meditation, that type of meditation. Then one day, the son made a mistake. Before he scold, the son stopped him. Pa, enough, I know what you are going to say. Then later on, he asked me, why my children like that? I meant good. I want to teach them mindfulness. Then I keep quiet. I smile. I say, I ask you one very simple question. If you yourself didn't change, you still violent, shout like that, and force them to follow you and obey you, you think they want to end up like you? You see the point or not? You yourself don't have the embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path, the teaching that make you different and all things. Your children also will know, you think they want to follow you. I don't want to end up like you in their mind. Understand not? That's why you yourself have to have the Dhamma to transform first. Mindfulness is not forgetfulness. Understand not? Because when you are not mindful, you cannot recollect. Understand not? Then when you are not mindful, because you are thinking, then you are eating, you are lost in thought. That's why you make mistake. Understand not? It's not because you are not mindful. Because you have to be mindful of something. Understand not? You cannot be mindful of all things unless you already very skillful. Your mind is silent. Then you can be aware of many things. But when you are aware of that specific phenomenon, you cannot be aware of other things. The other things are just general spacious awareness. Do you understand? So when you forget, it doesn't mean that you are not mindful. Because you are mindful on other things, understand not? But the other one, which is not mindfulness, when you look at pretty girl, suddenly your eye turn there, or handsome guy, then your wife saw, then your wife alert you, hey, what the hell are you doing? Your wife don't want to look there. That one is not mindfulness. That one is craving. And that's a mundane mind. What they like? They like beautiful things. Because their thought, habitual tendency, fantasize, understand? Like to look at those things, understand? It's the same. So when you understand, you can apply the teaching. You can know what this is. Then you can differentiate. Otherwise, everything also must come and ask brother to, this is mindfulness. You ask your girlfriend or you ask your wife whether that is mindfulness or not. So these are the things that you need to open up and develop the understanding. Okay. Hi, Yuma. Sui Yao Xia. After her, after she finished. Paula, you finish first.
Lately, I have the whole family come in treatment.
Yeah. Oh, sadhu. Very
yes,
good.
And the kids. And because of this, be able to have opportunity to talk to the parents. Because they understand the kid's situation. Because I say, because of the parents have this tendency of habitual holding and tendons and everything, the kids will be the same.
Yes.
You see this whole scenario or not?
Yes, yeah. Very clearly, you will see very clearly. Yeah.
So this is the beautiful of
Dhamma.
Dhamma and kindness.
Kindness, yes.
Yes. We respect individual have karma, and then you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Don't pass it to
other people.
To children. Other people,
the children.
The children is the
affected. Affected. Even though it's karmically related. Okay, before my daughter share, Get Hun. Now you see, you can be like her. Understand or not? Your career guardian, you can help a lot of people. When you understand, you can be like her. Because you are not observant. You don't have compassion for your suffering client, understand? Their misery. Because you cannot feel them, understand? You know they got problem because they know you are a career guide and they come and see you. Oh, counselor. Okay. Well, last time, China time, ancient time, counselor, a very powerful post. Understand? You know what they call counselor? Those next to the emperor advice one, they call what? Zaixiang. Counselor, no, they want. The emperor counsel them. No. Need their advice. No. So. Emotional counseling. Means mental problem. Haven't reached there yet. Okay. So reach there, you send the psychiatrist. Now you know how to apply it. Your problem is this. So focus. Then with what you learn this retreat, you can do something like polite and help people. Wait. Use the mic for the recording. Actually, you started to share Dhamma already.
I share, I realize, how lacking I am. So
very good. That is the first step, understand or not? How lacking means you haven't got enough understanding the depth. Never mind, everybody start like that. Understand or not? Then what must you do? Strive on with heedfulness. Understand or not? Don't wait for next year's retreat, no. Start cultivating after this, no.
Of course, I have to practice at home.
She very diligent. Come to Thursday class very often. Sadhu. Okay. Now let my daughter share. Sadhu. So today you are very free. Listen to sharing. Sadhu. Very good.
Meditation very interesting. Today, before the rain started just then suddenly there was a meow.
Very loud.
Straight away, the mice.
Yeah, the mice. Cat.
Not just cat.
Perceive the cat.
Someone said angry cat.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so smart. I look at the thought.
That's why she now can separate and observe the thought with the awareness. Because she's aware of this movement. Understand?
But that brought on a lot of other observations. The rain sound when it started.
The vibration.
Then
and
I realized, am I really hearing the rain? Or is it the auto-suggestion? Because the mundane mind always auto-compute.
Auto-compute.
Like a keyboard.
Correct.
Before you type, it tells you what word you want.
Type the word. It suggests to you.
Cat angry, cat hungry. Really angry or not? It just suggests to you. So it's like even picture. Let me draw something. I was trying to look for internet. I was trying to look for those.
Can somebody on the light?
Psychological picture.
On the light.
I think don't need. Can see.
No, they cannot see the whiteboard.
I was trying to look for those psychological picture where your brain auto complete something for you. I couldn't find a good example, but I saw one, which is like a reverse word. So let's say you see something like this.
Inside the box.
I want to see it as a picture. I don't want to read, but the brain interrupts straight away, suggests it stop. Why I cannot see it as what it is? Why I have to read the word stop? I don't want to see it as stop.
Because you have been trained, that's not all. Then automatic, it auto suggests to you. So this is how your mundane mind works. Very good, sadhu. Thank you, sadhu. That's why everyone different. When you start to observe with mindfulness, you learn a lot of things, I tell you. That's why Xuan Hua say, 回光返照. You understand? Reverse the light with awareness, reflect on what happened. That is what the Buddha say. With awareness, be mindful, be heedful of how the form of mind deceive you, delude you, create all the delusion to cause you to attach, to cling, to hold. And you become gullible. So there are a lot of things in nature. And if you understand this word, you know what it is, a beguiling. Beguiling. Leo you. Understand not? How to spell? B-E-G-U-I-L-L-E. Or L-Y. L-E. They leo you. Understand not? Beguiling, attract you. Understand not? So a lot of things are, the sensuality is so high, especially nowadays our society. The level of sensuality, you know how high or not? You think your kid got time for Dhamma? They got no time for Dhamma. The music, the WhatsApp, the TV, the cinema, all very high level of sensuality. Social media, then how they interact? Now they don't interact with human being. They interact with what? Handphone. You understand? Sometimes they don't know one. They make friend. Friend that they never see, they never know one. But they believe it's that person because they post that type of picture. Understand? So now, different. The generation is different. Society has evolved. The reality of technology, artificial intelligence, they are here to stay because it has evolved to this day. So you don't complain about technology. You have to learn to use. You have to educate yourself. You have to understand the user of technology is like money, your thought process. It's the same. You don't know how to use them, you get yourself into trouble. You get yourself entangled. You know how to use them, you are beautiful. Okay, we better cover some Heart Sutta. At least still 4:15. You still got quite a bit of time. Tell me, help me to read. thank you. Pass the mic to Tammy. Page 79, part 2. Or maybe tell me you use this one, save battery. Otherwise that one, the battery may not last until the last day.
Part True. Heart Sutra Lesson 22. Form does not differ from emptiness. Page 57 to 61. 2.1. Anatta, or non-self nature, is also emptiness. If one realizes anatta or penetrates the understanding of true emptiness, then one can also become enlightened. Once awakened to true emptiness, then one will understand why the Heart Sutra said, true emptiness is wonderful existence.
You want to have wonderful existence, wonderful life. You want, better penetrate true emptiness. Understand? Okay, continue.
When thinking, one is clouded by what one thinks.
Okay, you agree or not? This sentence. Very clear, isn't it? When you are preoccupied with that thinking, it clouds you, it limits you. You are lost in thought, preoccupied with what you think. So how can you be aware? That's why awareness is before the thought. Get this understood. Okay, go on.
Hence, no clarity to understand what is happening within the moment to awaken to the truth.
So, the whole sentence becomes very clear. See this, understand. Otherwise, you don't know how to meditate. You don't know how to develop mindfulness. You still go and use the thought base. Understand or not? And this is very clear. So, hopefully, with all this, you start to develop the understanding and change the way you meditate. If you don't change, you continue the old way. And you know the result is already like cast in what? Stone. You want it otherwise, develop understanding and do it differently. Okay.
As man can only do one thing at a time, that is either one is aware and silent within, heedful, or lost in thoughts, hence heedless.
Again, very clear, isn't it? Clear or not? Okay, good. Continue. Tell me.
Living beings are most of the time preoccupied with what they think plus all of their mind's reactions to the three evil roots that they create within their thought processes via their likes and dislikes, pleasant and unpleasant feelings and emotions that arise upon contact of mind within every moment of sense experiences.
Very good. Continue. Sadhu.
In the Diamond Sutra, it is said, the mind must have no dwelling. Hui Neng understood this stanza when he heard it because Hui Neng's mind is true mind. Reason why he was able to see things as they are via the silent mind without thought, as he was born without the mundane mind. If you create via thoughts, then there is good and bad for you to dwell on. So, duality will arise because thoughts divide via words and concepts like gender, race, religion, nationality, right and wrong, good and bad, etc. Non-duality is the doctrine of true emptiness. With wisdom, one can see things as they are and can accept everything that happens as natural or the way things are, hence transcending all dualities that lead to reaction of mind. Knowing via thought is knowledge, whereas awakening via the silent mind without thought is enlightenment, which is an understanding, and understanding is not rigid because it is not knowledge. No right and no wrong, because everything is just the way it is. True suchness or ta-ta-ta.
So now you know why I say no right, no wrong. But don't go and quote me when you don't understand. Nobody will agree with you unless they have the Dhamma. Because you perceive it negatively, it becomes wrong. But wrong according to who? You. According to the person that speaks, he thinks he is right. So what is right and wrong? Conventional truth, not reality, not ultimate truth. Okay.
Dhammapada verse 183 states that all evil is to be avoided. Do good and purify the mind. And this is the advice of all Buddhas, which all Buddhists must follow. To purify the mind, one must develop the enlightenment factors of equanimity and samadhi, to see things as they are. Then, with wisdom, one will come to understand that things are just the way they are, and there will be no good and evil, right and wrong, wholesome and unwholesome, etc. in meditation. No right, no wrong, because deluded person will say deluded things, angry person will say angry things. So accept them for what they are via perceiving them with equanimity. When you perceive a life situation with negativity or without equanimity, you will react and your mind will stir to bring about suffering to all, including yourself.
Now very clear, isn't it? As you understand deeper, it becomes very clear. Okay, good. Continue.
The Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, and there is no one to see. An external form arises through consciousness. So do wake up to this reality via the pure awareness to see clearly that mind is just the forerunner of all things, and mind is chief. Everything arises when mind arises. Then, when we understand that we can reverse all these mental creations via returning all external mental creation to mind consciousness, then mind consciousness to the pure awareness, and then pure awareness back to the great void, which is emptiness, via realizing the cessation of form and mind, which is Nibbana. Then we would have understood the whole mystery of nature's creation.
So you can recall the four circle? How you fall and how you return. And this is very clearly explained. Okay? Very good. Let me continue.
If all phenomena can be returned to mind consciousness, then the pure awareness and...
Then two.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You reread.
Okay, I read again. If all phenomena can be returned to mind consciousness, then to pure awareness, and then finally back to true emptiness. It means they are all not so real. All created by mind via consciousness, and mind made are they. Hence, the phenomenon world is a world of consciousness, and they are all really empty.
See that or not? Can you understand that or not? You no sound.
Yeah.
If you understand that, don't be deluded anymore. Continue.
Beyond mind, there is no creation and no suffering. That is, without mind, there is no form, no perception, no feelings, no sankhara. Hence, no karma and no creation via mental consciousness. Cognition via mental perceptions is all mind-made, hence phenomena and perceptions are all linked. They are all impermanent, leading to suffering and anatta, or empty.
So beautiful, continue.
The pure awareness before the knowing, or essence of mind which can be aware of the silence of nature, is not a conditioning arising phenomenon. Hence it is the unconditioned, and also your true mind. But it is not a permanent unchanging entity that you can call the me and the I. But the mundane condition arising mind needs sense data in the form of vibration for the arising of the hearing consciousness to perceive, hence its conditioning arising nature of the phenomenal world.
You can understand this part or not? This part I need to explain a little bit. When you are completely silent, aware inside, if there is no sound, No sound means what? No sound means no hearing consciousness. Agree or not? Can you understand or not? Then who is aware of silence? You can feel it, isn't it? Completely silent, without vibration, without sound. That is not dependent originating, is it? Correct or not? There's no sense data. Silent of nature, where got sense data? No vibration. You see or not? If your mind depends on something to hear, to understand, to be conscious, but what is the nature within that doesn't need sense data one? Doesn't need to be conscious. Ah, very good. Who was it? Envy, very good. Sadhu. Huh? True nature, understand? That is your awareness, can be aware. It don't need sense data, understand? That is not the mundane mind, understand or not? Huh. This one you have to perceive it, you have to realize it in the meditation. Then you truly understand. Yeah, there is nobody inside there. That's why I say this one cannot come out and live life. Do you understand? There is not an entity, it's not a being. That's why the Buddha says, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. You can follow. Yeah? He didn't say Sabbe Sankara only Anatta. No. Sankara or conditioned thing. He said that one is Anichang, impermanent. That's Sabbe Sankara Dukang. But the third sentence is Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. No. Means the condition and the unconditioned is also anatta. That is the meaning. Means this true mind, this true nature is not a being, not you. Cannot come out and live life. You cannot own it. Cannot say, this is me. This is I. No such thing. That's why it's also empty. But because it is the pure awareness. It got nothing. No name, no word. That's how you have to realize it. Okay. Eh? Continue. Very good. Sadhu.
Part 3, Meditation 3.1. Question 1. I often feel peace and calm during meditation. I also feel warm in my body. As I bow and chant, it increases the mindfulness in me. Thereafter, it prepares me for more effective sitting meditation.
You realize what brings about the difference or not? Huh? What makes them more mindful? You are not listening. You read again. I also feel warm in my body as I bow and... you don't bow, where got mindfulness? You don't chant mindfully, where got mindfulness? These are the ones that help this meditator and cultivator. That it increases the mindfulness in me, boldly for you to see. You don't catch this word, you only hear like story, understand not? Well, you are not serious, but you are serious. You look, oh, no wonder they can get it. Because they bow, they chant. Polite also bow. A lot of people do the bowing. I also do the bowing. That's why the mindfulness came. So you don't underestimate bowing. You think chant, 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 enlighten. Bow, 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 enlighten. It's not the bowing alone. Bowing brings about spiritual faculty of mindfulness. Chanting brings about spiritual faculty of faith and mindfulness. From spiritual faculty, you penetrate. That's how you need to have that understanding. Then you will have faith and do. Otherwise, with the doubt inside there, you don't have faith. You do, not effective. Because your faith is lacking. But when you read all these people sharing, then you have faith. Just like when I told you, I have faith in my teacher, where I observe him, I can feel him, then I can understand his sharing. That's why I transform. My nature transforms. So this is what you should have and understand. Have faith and just do. Okay, continue. Let me read my answer.
Brother Teo reply. As you meditate, the yin and yang energies can build up to cause heat and cold to arise within your body. Here at Wubing Jingshe, there is no air conditioning, so we tend to feel warm and sometimes we sweat too. Is the warmness uncomfortable? No, it is quite soothing. Then it is okay and you can just silence your mind and relax into it. And as long as your mind is not affected by the heat, then you are at peace with it. Otherwise, your mind will be affected and cause you to react. For some who do samatha or one-pointedness concentration and absorption type of meditation, they tend to have this heat problem because of their yin and yang imbalance. This is especially so for those who like to play with energy fields to develop psychic powers. The maras too can come and dilute them and disturb them. But if they know how to release the energy built up and come out to normal state of awareness to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness, to develop the wisdom as taught by the Buddha, then they are all right. And they can also develop the enlightenment. 3.2. Brother Teo said, how about your daily mindfulness? Are you able to develop it? The meditator replied, for a while only, because I get easily agitated and affected when confronted with difficult situations in daily life. Then the calmness and the daily mindfulness are all gone. Brother Teo replied, habitual tendencies born of the wrong view to receive certain situations. Habitual tendencies born of the wrong view to perceive certain situations with negativity is the cause. You lack right view and you should reflect, contemplate and inquire deep into the Dharma via the second turning of the first noble truth to develop the Citta Maya Panya.
Citta
Maya Panya. To overcome this problem of yours, you should inquire why you are agitated or affected. How do these habitual tendencies that cause you to react to such situations come about? You will finally come to understand that it is because you have certain expectations and preferences.
Expectations and preferences.
Born of your wrong view that conditioned you to think that way for so long already. You are actually grasping or clinging onto your wrong thoughts born of your conditioned memories. Seeing this clearly with your pure awareness will enable you to straighten your view via silencing your mind to develop the wisdom and right understanding needed to free your mind. You can also inquire to free via applying the work as taught by Bayan Katie to free.
This is very good too.
The work is a simple yet powerful process of inquiry that teaches you to identify and question the thoughts that cause all the sufferings in this world. It's practical way to understand.
It's a
practical way to understand what's hurting you, and to address the cause of your suffering or problems with clarity. Her work consists of four lines of questionings or inquiries to develop the wisdom to free, and they are: number one, question the wrong thoughts that condition you to react habitually. Is it true? Number two, then inquire again by asking, can you absolutely know that it is true? Number three, how do you react and what happens when you believe that thought? You are afflicted, isn't it? Hence, it is a wrong thought, and you should arise the right effort to abandon it instead of believing it or clinging onto it to condition your suffering and misery. Number four, who would you be without this wrong thought? Peaceful and at ease, isn't it? With this clarity of mind and non-reaction, then we can act following the Noble Eightfold Path to resolve whatever issue amicably, without having to resort to any negativity of action, speech and thoughts. thereby leading to the end of all suffering. Then you will perceive life differently and will know how to truly live life to experience all of its beauties and wonders. The pure awareness with wisdom within is so beautiful, and it can experience all of the nature's pristine purity and beauty. When I was in New Zealand, I can feel that the nature there is so pure and so different because there is very little human consciousness to pollute it. Even the food I eat makes my body feel so good.
You know New Zealand, huh? They got 60 million sheep, so. But they only got less than 5 million population, human population. So that country, very little evil rural. The consciousness are very different. Very natural, very peaceful. You cannot feel that type of negativity there. When I was there, I can completely feel so beautiful, the nature. That's why the food I eat also make my body different. The food very funny, you know. Very much more cleaner and pure. Then after you eat, even you discharge, don't have that type of smell like our food here. You know? Understand? And your body is so sensitive, you can feel it. You know? It's so nice. You know? So much different. You know? If you have this mindfulness, sensitivity, and understanding, you can feel everything, whatever you eat. When you are there, the consciousness, the collective consciousness, everything, you can feel them because you are different, you are so sensitive. So last time, when Chen Hua, in the year 1986, when I heard his Dhamma talk, his Dhamma sharing, you know he tell me, he said when he fly into Malaysia, he can feel that the consciousness is so negative. A lot of people are suspicious of each other. A lot of negativity, hatred, and all things. Not much harmony. He said the moment he crossed over to Singapore, the consciousness there is so different. How can he feel that? Because after I train my mind, I develop the understanding, I also can feel. I cross over to Singapore so different. The consciousness can feel. Singapore's consciousness is so different. When I was in New Zealand, life is different. That's why you are very sensitive. You are very different. So that is the power of cultivation, mindfulness, awareness, understanding. Your mind becomes very sensitive. The awareness, the true mind, not the emotional, mundane mind. That one becomes emotional. That one is not sensitive. Okay, continue. Tell me.
3.3, question 2. How do you perceive opening chakras via Qigong practices? Brother Chiu replied, when you use your thought to open your chakras, you have to be careful because the thought created by the unenlightened being still has delusion, so it can bring about yin and yang imbalance. It can also mean tempering. Wherever you focus and concentrate your mind, the thought energy will build up there. It is advisable to develop only the relaxation and mindfulness training and exercises within the Qigong practices, not to focus and store your thought energy at the Dan Tian unless the intention is to develop the Qi. For health purposes, do not use it to develop the psychic or energy field.
You understand, huh? If for health reason, no problem. Because when I share this, a few of the Kayamita, they come and ask me, Brother, I do Qigong, I do Tai Chi, so how? I say, what's wrong? If you don't use it to harm people and harm yourself, no problem. But you use it for psychic, means you don't have clear comprehension, means your sincerity is different. But if you want it for help, it's nothing wrong. So you don't worry, you continue. You take it as a form of exercise, you don't go and abuse it and use it for psychic or harm people and hurt people, no problem. You understand? So a lot of Kayamita also do yoga, do qigong, and some also do, how many, got people do tai chi or not? I forgot already. Got it? Nobody do tai chi? Tai chi is a form of very good mindfulness practice. So if you don't go and store the energy for psychic training, then no harm, no problem. Okay, continue.
There is a safer and more genuine way to open the chakras via developing the wisdom first. Then, when the mind can cease via wisdom, one can make use of it to develop the 10 perfections to walk the bodhisattva way, to realize Buddhahood. Develop the loving kindness, compassion, and wisdom, and then stay at the heart area and silence one's mind to detect the gateway to our nature. This gateway will melt all our life force and mental or pure awareness energies into our nature to become pure neutral energy, which is no more of the yin and yang type. This is the pure energy that can really open up the chakras internally via trust, that is without the interference of any thought.
That is the fourth support, trust. The fourth support for mindfulness-based meditation. So this trust is very important. So people who don't understand, they go and do the external one using their thought. Especially Hindu practices, Kundalini, they call Raja Yoga and all those things. Because they go and open their Kundalini, the seven major chakras. They got the crown chakra, the third eye chakra, then all the various. You know what is a chakra or not? Energy center, understand not? Major energy center, vibration. Then nadis are the minor nerve center. And as a human being, we have a physical body. You heard of this parasympathetic nerve or not? Every of you have this parasympathetic nerve, that type of vibration. This is the vibration from your nervous system. And this one is what actually make you function. That's why Polian came to know these are all nature's happening. Everything just happened naturally. So this is the one that vibrate. So if you go and tamper with it, go and interfere with it through your thought before you are enlightened, you still got delusion. So the safer way is to go through your gateway. But to go through your gateway, which lead you to your nature, you have to completely silence your mind. That's why you have to be in the state of very stable mindfulness, awareness. Otherwise you cannot detect. Then you just relax, silent. Then when the gateway is detected, it will just allow your yin-yang energy to flow in, even before you are enlightened. The yin-yang energy that flow in through the gateway, it will melt and become pure energy. Then after that, it will do what it has to do, because it's intelligent, no need thought, no need to direct it. So this one, by itself, the pure energy will go and open up all the nadis and the chakra that need to be opened. Because when I did the meditation, I saw it. I saw how this pure energy move and where it go. Then how the byproduct become gas. You know what is gas? Your gas. What you release out from your system, your fat. F-A-R-D. So this gas, you don't worry, you know. You will fart a lot, but no smell. Got such fart or not? No smell. Very pure energy. Really? Sometimes people don't know. The number of shots you let go can be in the hundreds and non-stop. So people who go and use their mundane maya, they say, sure, bad smell, all run away. But actually, no smell. That's why you don't go through, you won't know. So this is just a little bit of sharing. Because this part on the chakra thing, very few people understand. Very good. Okay, next chapter.
Chapter 23, Part 1, Recapitulation and Emphasis on the Previous Lesson. 1.1, Within the five aggregates of form and mind, form is much grosser and has perceptible characteristics, hence it is quite easy to see and understand. But when it comes to mental aggregates like feeling, perception, activity of mind, like thinking, mental states, mental formations, and intention, etc., and consciousness, they are formless. Hence, they are much subtler and more difficult to see and understand. Most people do meditation without the true understanding of what is meditation, as taught by the Buddha, and its true purpose and intent. Hence, their main activities are centered on developing the so-called good meditation, such as calmness and tranquility of mind via concentration and focusing of the mind using thought. Such calmness and tranquility are usually taken as good meditative states, which they will cling on to as a sign of good progress, forgetting that it is only wisdom that frees and liberates the mind. The calmness and tranquility are good condition states, but they are only the byproduct of meditation that should not be clung onto. Instead, they should make use of it to develop the wisdom or insight needed for enlightenment via sati to see things as they are, without any concept, words, idea or thoughts. Without sati or mindfulness, you cannot see things as they are, to understand what is going on in life within the moment. Use the sati or silent mind before the knowing to meditate and awaken to the three universal characteristics of nature and to develop the insight knowledge needed to free the mind. See clearly the all phenomena are natural conditions arising upon contact of mind with their respective sense bases. Also see how upon contact consciousness and its seven universal mental concomitants come to be, and how through ignorance, contact conditions craving, leading to all the grasping and clinging, etc., that causes one's suffering when wisdom or yoniso manasikara, wise attention, is not there at the moment of sense experience. Then, one will come to understand clearly how thought arises due to response to memories, and how one grasps and clings to all these memories via our mental perceptions and thinking that condition our emotional negativities and fear, etc., leading to all the suffering and misery in life. And because of delusion, you take them as very real and give them meaning, hence arising your grasping and clinging. In actual fact, there is no one to see, to think, to feel, grasp or cling. All these are due to one's wrong view or sakkaya ditti, self-delusion. Because one still cannot see their conditioned arising nature to insight into three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha and anatta. The human being's first aspect of our five aggregates of form and mind is only a vehicle and a tool karmically conditioned out by our karmic nature for us to use and live this segment of our life. And it is not a permanent unchanging entity that you can call the me and the I, because it is not you. When you see this clearly, you truly awaken. We have taken birth and died for so many countless lives. So, which of all these countless numbers of segmented life is you? None. So, do awaken to this truth with right view and wisdom. Then, we will understand the secret of life, and we will know how to truly live life without having to worry about life anymore. 1.2, question 1. This wisdom or realization, does it happen during or out of meditation? Buddha Chia replied, it can happen anytime as long as one is heedful, which means constantly meditative and ever mindful, and be the steadfast one, as explained by the Buddha via his Dhammapada verse 23. Never crave or desire or expect it to happen, because the craving, desire and expectation are thoughts that will prevent one from awakening to the state of enlightenment, which is beyond thought to see things as they are. Silence the mind completely and be patient to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness as taught by the Buddha via sati or the silent mind. Then only can one awaken. When you are out of the formal meditation, but you are still heedful most of the time, then you can also awaken to the truth. That is, as long as you are heedful anytime, you can realize it via the first, second, or third turning of the Four Noble Truths. But if you are heedless, you are as if dead spiritually. Hence, no way to awaken as confirmed by the Buddha via his Dhammapada verse 21. 1.3, question 2. When we say we must be constantly aware, what is it that we must be aware of? Buddha Chia replied, awareness is before the knowing, so there is nothing for you to be aware of technically. It is just awareness before the labeling and perception and words, that is mind in silent awareness, to see things as they are before the arising of the aggregates of mind to interpret and give meaning to them. Just the mind and phenomenon in harmony and perfect synchronization before the knowing. So don't go and note anything or look for the phenomena, but instead, just silence your mind and allow the phenomena to tell you their characteristics via the silent awareness to awaken to all the three universal characteristics of all phenomena. This is the reason for the Buddha's instruction on cultivating anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath are breathing in aware, breathing out aware. That is just an awareness or the in and out breath. The breath and the mind move as one in perfect harmony and synchrony without thought and at ease. In the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. No one to see, because it is just the pure consciousness or awareness before the knowing that arises naturally upon contact of mind with the eye as the organ, like the physics experiment analogy of the light bulb, battery and the switch. So similarly, when you are aware, there is no one to be aware of anything, because it is just awareness. That is the silent mind and phenomenon as one without thought to perceive anything. Equanimity means non-duality. Seeing things as they are with yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, is the key to enlightenment, because only through wisdom or understanding can the mind be free. The nature's law that governs all the life and existence, especially the law of karma, is very complex, so without wisdom, it is very difficult to cope with life. Thinking can become a habitual tendency when we lack mindfulness and wisdom. And because of our rather conditioned views and opinions, we tend to develop a lot of negative thoughts via habitual tendencies. As we understand, wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition our fear, worries, anxieties, suffering and miseries, etc. As such, they should be abandoned by right effort and wisdom. we must apply the Kalama Sutta's advice, not only as advice given to us, but also to our thoughts. Hence, whatever advice given to us in order to know whether we should follow it or not, the Buddha said to the Kalamas at that time that they should reflect and contemplate as follows to find out, if I follow their advice, will it cause suffering and misery to others and to me? If not, then we can try it out, otherwise abandon it. So, if it is applied to our own thoughts, then we will know how to abandon all the wrong thoughts and develop only the right and wholesome thoughts via the four right efforts as described in the Noble Eightfold Path.
So this one, is it clear? Yeah? I have very clear, but I have to explain a little bit so you understand. So the Kalamas asked the Buddha. The Buddha say, the best criteria is don't listen to any of these. Even the great religious teacher, is it? Don't have to listen to them. You just inquire and ask two questions. If I follow what they advise me, does it harm me and harm others? Otherwise, no harm doing. We are no coming. Correct? Eh? Can you understand? So likewise, he say, this one he didn't say. We are in the text, never write. But when I reflected, I realized you apply to your own thought, it is even more powerful. You apply to your own thought. How you do it? Your thought will tell you a lot of things. Isn't it? That guy cheat me. That guy is your enemy. Understand not? Then when you see something luring, beguiling, what you do? Sensual desire come out, craving. Yeah? Then there is this desire to own it, to possess it. So you ask yourself, when this thought arises, do you follow the thought? That's why Bhai and Kathy knew. You don't follow if they are wrong thought, understand not? So what are wrong thought? If I follow that thought, believe that this guy is my enemy, this guy cheat me, deceive me, I should not trust him, what happened to you? Because you have fear, you have insecurity, you perceive them with negativity. So when you do that, you have this aversion towards them, and this dislike towards them. Then it creates conflict, misunderstanding, and all that. That means it hurt you. It also may hurt others when you get angry and you want to take revenge. So when you question the thought, you realize these are wrong thoughts. So I have to abandon it because this has evil root of greed, hatred, and delusion. If I follow, it makes me evil. It makes me selfish. It makes me fearful. The insecurity, the fear, the anger, the hatred, the vengeance, all this surface when I follow the thought. So this is how you can apply the same advice to your own thought. That's why Bhai and Kathy say, freedom from suffering is just that simple. And it's true for everybody, he say, no exception. Why is it very simple? If you don't believe that thought that caused you suffering and misery, then what happened? You tested it already there. When you believe that thought, you become agitated, isn't it? You become fearful, insecure, miserable, isn't it? Especially when you see somebody whom you don't like with bad memory and all things. Then you don't believe your thought how? Before that, you are very peaceful, isn't it? That's why when you don't believe your thought, you are peaceful, you are happy. So why do you believe that thought? But some of you, because you got too much knowledge, you're very capable, you tell me, Brother Teo, he really cheated me, lah. He was my enemy. Wah. Why you say I cannot believe that thought? So? It's your choice, isn't it? You want to believe your thought and perceive him in negativity and become miserable? Go ahead. That's why all this thinking is not you. It's your condition. Respond through memory. And memory is not you. The bundle of memory and its conditioning, views and opinion. This is what the mundane mind is all about. And the Buddha already said, the mundane mind is impermanent, lead to suffering when you attach and grieve, grasp and give meaning. So see it clearly. do not be deluded by it anymore. So when you don't believe the thought which caused you suffering, immediately you are free. Understand? So think the right thought. Have right view. Perceive it with wholesomeness. Arise the kindness, the gentleness, the pleasantness, the goodness, the generosity. These are the right thoughts. Don't go and have fearful thought, insecure thought, angry thought, violent thought, selfish thought. These are all with the evil root, wrong thought. So hopefully with this, the explanation is clearer. Okay? Still cannot understand. How clear you want me to explain, I don't know. Written until so clear, supplement with the explanation, still don't know how to answer. Yes. Okay, continue.
Without wisdom, thought is always egoic. With wisdom, we can see all this, that is, we can see the limitation of thoughts and how thoughts divide through words like race, religion, gender, nationality, views, relationship, etc. To bring about all the conflicts, misunderstanding, argument, jealousy and envy, leading to all the enmities and wars. With wisdom, we will see clearly that it is only thought and form and mind arguing. They are only the aggregates of mind and not you. Like the analogies as given by the Buddha to the five aggregates, feeling is like a bubble. Because feeling or sensations always arise and pass away from moment to moment, perception is like a mirage, only a mental image. Sankhara is like a banana tree stem, because layer after layer after you peel, at the center or core is empty, which is similar to your thoughts or thinking. They always arise and pass away, and very quickly they are dead and gone, hence empty, only thoughts. Then consciousness is like a great magician or illusionist, creating all the illusions to delude you. Living beings should inquire deep into why the Buddha said Sabbe Sankhara Anicca and Sabbe Sankhara Dukkha and Sabbe Dhamma Anatta to understand its deep meaning. Sankhara is only mental activities or thoughts. So how come they have the power to delude you and cause you so much suffering and misery? It is because via ignorance and delusion, you give it power to torment you without your knowing, without wisdom. You can see all this clearly, and we will come to understand that things are...
With wisdom. With wisdom, you can see all this clearly. Read again.
Okay, I repeat.
Yeah.
With wisdom, we can see all this clearly, and we will come to understand that things are just as they are, and that everything that we come to perceive through your mind are all conditions arising, causal phenomena, and they are all manifestation of mind or mental images only. Hence, not so real and not what we think. So don't grasp, don't cling, and don't give it meaning via delusion, otherwise they can torment you. The essential Dharma as taught by the Buddha are, number one, the Appamada Vagga, Dhammapada verses on heedfulness, D21, D22, and D23.
These are not durian. These are Dhammapada verses 21, 22, and 3. Then suddenly you say, Brother Teo, how come go D22? I heard of D4, D10. Okay.
Number two, the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path, the Five Hindrances of Mind, the Five Spiritual Faculties. Number three, the Three Evil Roots of Greed, Hatred, and Delusion, the five daily contemplations. Number four, right view with regards to the law of karma, four noble truths, and the 12 links.
This is what I've been using in the Thursday class, Tuesday class, and teach all this while. This is essential. That's why only this few, when you understand, you will progress very fast. Okay, continue.
And they must be clearly understood in order to progress along the path of Dhamma. The reason being, when I first came out to share the Buddha Dhamma during year 2004, I thought what living beings need was the Dhamma. But after I had started, I came to realize that very few could really understand the true Buddha Dhamma, because at that time, their basic essential understanding of the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha was still not there. So, when I contemplated on it, the inquiry on how can living beings develop the understanding of the true Dhamma, then this understanding comes to me. This is the reason why nowadays I reverse the teaching to focus on the essential Dhamma first before teaching the true Dhamma to new people. We are not able to be aware of the silence of nature because the phenomenal world, our mind is so clouded by thoughts, the vibrations and activities of mind that thoughts create. This is the reason why most of you can only perceive the silence of nature only in the middle of the night, when everything is very quiet via the essence of mind. Consciousness creates the world and the continents and the universe. The knower becomes the living being. Via ignorance and delusion, the knower grabs onto the forms and mind, thinking that it is real and what they are, hence becoming the traveler in space and time, wandering in samsara, following the law of karma. Certain Dhamma books talk about be with the knower. Actually, there is no knower or any atta at all. There is only awareness. Like the Buddha explained, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness, and there is no one to see. Everything is conditioned arising, and they always arise and passing away, following nature's conditions. Hence, just be aware and don't get involved. That is why the mind that has wisdom will not stir. Thoughts are just thoughts. They are neither good nor bad, because it depends on the user of thoughts. And if the user of thoughts has wisdom, then thoughts become right thoughts, and they are so beautiful. Use thoughts appropriately via arising only right and wholesome thoughts. Right thoughts bring about harmony and wholesomeness, whereas wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your fear, worries, anxiety, suffering and misery, etc. When we are born with these five aggregates of form and mind via our karma, we must understand that it is just like a vehicle and tool for us to use and live life. The body is like our physical tool or vehicle that can take us around, and the mind is our mental tool for us to use to live and experience life in the here and the now. Together we call it a human being, which we think is a permanent unchanging entity that we can grasp onto as the me and the I, hence the delusion. When we develop the pure awareness-based meditation to connect to our true nature or true mind and awaken to the truth, to see the unreality of this form and mind, then we can understand clearly what is form and mind is. Then there is no more Sakkaya Ditti or self-delusion. With this wisdom connected to this form and mind, the form and mind is then no longer deluded, hence it will not grasp anymore, thereby freeing the mind from all suffering. It will have the enlightenment factor of equanimity within, hence no more stirring of the mind to be afflicted again. It will be at peace with all things. It will know how to live life and no more delusion to worry about life anymore. Because you have clearly understood that these five aggregates of form and mind of this segmented life of yours as human being is not you. This is the ultimate understanding. Important notes. Number one, the four important support needed to develop the proper awareness-based meditation are relaxed, aware, 24 hours, awareness, and trust. Number two, when the heart area cannot open up, it is very difficult to progress along the path of Dharma, so the bowing and reverential salutation to develop the sadha, viriya, and sati, spiritual faculties, to open up our heart area, to make it sensitive to receive the spiritual energies needed to connect to our nature within is very important. It's very important.
Yes, this one I explained already. Right? So don't underestimate your anjali. Understand not? When you pay respect. Because there is a force, there is an energy that comes from your faith and your spiritual faculty to open up your heart area. After a while, when my faith very strong, every day I bow, I told you, before I leave my house, when I come back to my house, when I go to temple, first thing I do, I pay respect, triple G. That's why early morning, wake up, pay respect. Then I realize, after doing it with faith frequently, the center here, the heart here, slowly open up. And all. Then it becomes sensitive. Then I can detect my teacher's energy. I can feel people. Oh, that's how it happened. Then after that, when I developed the meditation correctly, when I located the gateway, everything becomes clear. So have faith. Eh? Bow more. Pay respect more. Yeah, Kathleen, you want to ask something? No need. I already told you, any direction can. Why? Buddha nature everywhere. Yeah. Where you have faith, pay respect. Triple Gem is everywhere, understand not? Because the Buddha is the oneness. Buddha nature. Understand not? There was a Zen story. I tell you this one, you know. There was one enlightened monk, quite elderly. Then you know what happened. There was a young monk. Oh, very, I think very, very proud. Very proud. So he like very strict one. He check on you one. You didn't keep precept. You didn't bow. You didn't meditate. You didn't chant. Then one day he saw this old monk spitting. No. You know spit. Pui chao no. So on the temple area, but near the plant there. No. He said, "You come. How can you do that? You got no respect for the way place." He said. Then the old monk turned around and smiled and asked him, "Where do you want me to spit?" Because this young monk didn't know. No, everywhere is Buddha nature. No, understand? No? That's why when you don't know, you simply say, you don't respect." Because he expect him to spit outside the temple. No, understand? No? Oh, so that you don't disturb the sanctity of this temple. You think Buddha nature only exists in the temple. Outside, no Buddha nature. You understand? No? So those who don't understand, they become deceived, deluded by their mundane mind. So any direction you can pay respect, understand? No? As long as you have faith. That's why when I travel in the hotel, we don't have to be like certain religion. I must know which direction to face. Because the very important building is that direction. Understand? No, no need. Everywhere, as long as you have faith and understanding, you just pay respect. Then you meditate. Have goodness, have kindness. You are on the right path. If you don't have goodness, kindness, wisdom, and understanding, you can never be on the right path. Then be sincere, have faith. Okay? Yeah. Continue. Yeah.
Number three. Just relax, aware, and silence your mind to develop the heedfulness. Then you will progress along the path of Dharma naturally, following Dhammapada verses 21, 22, and 23. Number 4. Dhammapada verse 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. Deathlessness is the path to the death.
Never mind, slowly, slowly, slowly. Read again, read again.
I saw death. I repeat. Dhammapada verses 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. Heedlessness is the path to the death. The heedful do not die. The heedless are as if dead. All conditioned things are impermanent, non-self and empty, anatta. Therefore, strive on with heedfulness. Apamadena sampadeta, as advised by the Buddha, and do not be heedless. Without sati or mindfulness, you cannot be heedful, for sati is life.
So now you see why you have to train your mind to have mindfulness. Because without mindfulness, you are as if dead, because you can't be heedful. Eh? So simple. So all meditation, first thing, start to train your mind to have mindfulness. And that is very important. Okay. Finish, I think no more. The next chapter, we still got some time. 24. Wow, today we go very fast. Despite all the discussion.
Chapter 24, part 1. Recapitulation and emphasis on the previous lesson. 1.1. The true purpose and intent of meditation is to develop the wisdom to liberate the mind so that one is no longer deluded by the five aggregates of form and mind, causing one to grasp and cling onto it as the I and the me and the mind to condition one's suffering. Understanding this true intent and purpose of meditation is very important. Because meditation is not only about developing the calm and tranquil mind alone. Wisdom is more important. One only needs to understand why one's mind is not peaceful. The main reason being the five hindrances of mind. And they are there because the opposite five spiritual faculties needed to overcome them are lacking. When the spiritual faculties are there, the hindrances will cease to be. Then, when there are no more mental hindrances or craving, the mind will be naturally peaceful and calm because it can accept the reality of the moment via wisdom. Wisdom allows one to see things as they are via the unwavering mind in upekkha or equanimity. Mind that does not stir anymore. Mind is free, liberated, and no longer deluded. Meditation via focusing, looking and noting are mostly thought-based, whereas the one via the silent mind in sati or awareness before the knowing, without thought, to awaken to phenomena in mindfulness or sati-based. To awaken to phenomena is mindfulness or sati-based. Only through wisdom is the mind free. This wisdom cannot be learned, but only through awakening via the direct seeing with the true mind without thought. Attachment to Dhamma as knowledge can also be a form of delusion. Wisdom is an understanding and not knowledge. There is nothing to know because all knowing is via the thought as knowledge, whereas wisdom is an awakening, a realization which is beyond thought and it is not rigid.
This one very important. You make sure you understand this. Otherwise, when you have this Dhamma knowledge, you think you already progressed, you think you already enlightened. You will be trapped. Okay.
Part 2. Heart Sutra Lesson 24. Feeling, Connection, Formation and Consciousness. Page 62-71. 2.1. So too are feelings, connection, formation and consciousness. Sariputta, all dharmas are empty of characteristics. They are not produced, not destroyed, not defiled, not pure, and not and they neither increase nor diminish.
So this is part of Heart Sutta. Okay, you continue.
This section covers the more subtle formless Dharma acting at the mind level. 2.2 Definition. Number 1. True understanding, page 63, imply wisdom. Number 2. Defeat them, imply no longer deluded by them. Number 3. Feelings of happiness, imply pleasant feelings. Number 4. Feelings of suffering, imply unpleasant feelings. Number 5. Feelings which are characterized by neither suffering nor happiness imply neutral feelings or indifference. In the pure and deep ultimate silence, all creation are transcended. A sudden awakening to the original perfect fusion of self and dharmas. Explanation: when the mind realizes itself, all the above can happen.
So this one is now easy to understand, isn't it? Easy to understand, not? When the mind realizes itself, means it merged. The self, delusion, and the Dhamma merge into one. That's why that mundane mind must realize itself and cease. Otherwise, your pure awareness cannot come out. That's why it's in the pure and deep ultimate silence, which is your true nature. All creation are transcended, because they come from there. That's why you will transcend. That a sudden awakening to the original perfect fusion of self and Dhamma. Because these two are within the condition created by the mind. That's why Hui Ning say, amazing. How amazing. Nothing is apart from the true nature. And all Dhamma arise from the true nature. This is the meaning. Okay, we go on.
Part 3, Meditation, Reporting and Questions. 3.1, Question 1. When I listen from my heart during Dhamma sharing, I feel very peaceful and happy. There is clarity, but this state does not last. Why is it that I feel this way?
You feel anything wrong with the question or not? Why is this state doesn't last? Means the cultivator, the karmanita that asks this question doesn't know the universal characteristic of? You want it to last means what? You attach already, you say good meditation. This peaceful state when I listen from the heart, I felt joy, I felt peace because Dhamma is so beautiful. True, but always remember, these are conditioned arising state. It will change. When you are not listening to Dhamma, how? The wrong thought come in, how? That's why you become angry, unhappy. It will change, because this is a conditioned world. Your form and mind is also within the conditioned world. That's why it is conditioned arising, dependent originating. It cannot be forever the same. Unchanging, permanent unchanging entity. So this is very clear. Okay, go on.
Brother Chiu replied, this could be due to your past cultivation that enables you to have this ability to listen from your heart, and it looks like conditions are now ready for you to connect back to your past cultivation. You will progress very fast from now onwards, because when you know how to listen from your heart with your full awareness there, then the brain which is up in your forehead will not condition you to think, comment, judge and react so strongly as before. When your attention is most of the time at your forehead while listening, since thoughts are a response to memories, so by listening from the heart, there will be very much less thought. But initially, it will be like the listening is in bits and pieces and not really connected to the memories. But don't worry, because it is normal and you should continue to listen from your heart until it becomes normal or natural for you to do that. Actually, that is the correct way to listen. Listening with your full attention or consciousness or awareness without the interference of thoughts. It is a sign of good progress. also understand that, like all phenomena, it is impermanent. So do not expect this same experience to be repeated all the time. This is especially so during your daily life, when you are not in a conducive place to listen to the true Dharma. Then your habitual tendency of listening from your forehead, brain, will start to happen again.
Ah, okay, we let Tammy take a rest. I think her throat also. Yeah, thank you so much, Tammy. Let's rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Anyway, almost 5:30 already. Huh? Now I can take over. Thank you, Tammy. So this part is very important. Huh? Oh, no need, only. 1-2 more minutes only. I want to summarize this and finish up. Huh? Thank you. Maybe later. Huh? Just now, what Tammy read to you is very good, isn't it? You remember what I shared with you this morning? The conscience and the memory, brain. You know, one of my teachers, you know what he told me? He said, Theo, listen. If you listen from your forehead, your memory, this is hell. You know what is it? You know the meaning, huh? I already explained it. Your brain is what? Memory. And what are memory? Accumulation of all your experiences. True or not? Good and bad. And what do you accumulate? Ah, your scars of memory. Your fear, your insecurity, your phobia, all of your greed, your selfishness, your what they call negativity of mind state, your sorrow, your lamentation, that one include under scars of memory. Yeah? Then your views, your opinion, your conditioning. Before it's enlightened, you cannot use, understand how? Because this will give rise to wrong thought. Whereas your heart, where the true mind is, the awareness is, this one, before delusion come in, got no delusion, no evil root. That's why we call it the conscience, you remember? We had last night got condition, my daughter, they all discussed. Then I explain to them. That's why I felt that there is condition. I explain to you again. So when you listen from your heart, it's from your true mind, your awareness, your conscience. And this one, there is no interfering from your brain. Understand or not? Means you are listening. That's why I say the art of listening. What is the art of listening? Listen attentively without the interfering from your thought process. When your thought process arises, are you listening? Because you can only do one thing at a time. When you are preoccupied with your thought, you are lost in thought. Understand not? Because you are preoccupied with what your thought is telling you. Your thought is commenting, censoring. So every time you do that, you are not aware. Understand? Because you are not listening. Because your views and opinion come and tell you. Tell you what? This type of Dhamma, never heard before. Where got like that? My teacher don't teach like that. So when you say all those things, what are you doing? Lost in thought, preoccupied with those words. These are your views, your opinion, from your brain, from your memory, mundane mind. You are not listening. You are not giving your chance to listen whether got truth or not. That's why you should read that brown book. Essential Dhamma. Nancy Sausan. Remember the Dana. Explain clearly inside that. So when you listen attentively from your heart, there's no interference from your views, opinion, conditioning, your delusion and all those things. Means this is art of listening, real listening. I listen attentively. Then right or wrong, my conscience will know. If it teach me how to kill, how to harm and break precept, you can do or not. Your conscience will know you are conscious through your conscience. And your conscience tell you, cannot do one, this one. You know what is conscience or not? Liang xing. You know what is liang xing or not? Liang xing. You got or not? Ni hui mei you liang xing. When you have conscience, you cannot do foolish thing, isn't it? Stupid thing, isn't it? But your thought, your mundane mind, very cunning. Aiya, why are you scared? Everybody also do what? You're not the only one what? Then government servant, he say, akong one what? Can take what? You work in the private sector also, he say. The thought say, hey, they don't know one lah. This one useful or take. This is how you break your precept, understand? You listen to who? The thought which is selfish, understand or not? The thought which is deluded. That's why don't listen to hear. Listen to hear, this is hell. Brian Cathy also know. But it creates a lot of wrong thought. And every time you are unhappy, not peaceful, miserable, you are following your thought, understand or not? The evil roots are there. They will make you evil. So understand all this and be mindful. Then check. Something wrong already. The evil roots are there. Otherwise, I won't be unhappy. I will be peaceful. I will be beautiful. This is how you check. Understand or not? You remember I shared with you during my early day of cultivation? Whenever I saw the condition coming, the sign coming, that show it to me that the conditioning is such that like negative karma, yeah? The condition coming. Then I start to experience certain things not smooth already. I straight away know already coming. Then I ask for forgiveness. Then I become very mindful. I take charge. Then I make aspiration, I reverse all this. That's why after that, no more problem. If you are not mindful, you finish, I tell you. For me, it's natural. The day I was born, I already knew all this. That's why I become very careful with what happened. Then I become very sensitive. Then I know something not right already. I have to change my way already. So this is how mindfulness can enable you to have this ability to be sensitive, to be aware, to develop the understanding and reverse all this. Even Pauline, through his job, through what she do, the therapy thing, she can see this. And what did she learn? She learned only the initial Dhamma. I only explained Noble Truth, first and second. Then after that, because that time my nature knew, the moment she understand this truth, she will understand a lot of things. Because she can ask me those questions that my nature knew. If you don't have your past, you cannot ask me this question. I forgot what she asked me. It related to the life one. He said, now I remember a bit. He said, why my mother take me to those type of temple? The pai pai and all those things. You don't feel anything. Then that time she cannot understand. Why temple don't teach the teaching that can help me? They teach other things. Well, after you hear my first Tuesday class lesson, what I share is so different. What I share is related to life. Then you say, how come all this? For a person who doesn't know Dhamma, after first lesson, wait until 12 midnight, the class end at 10:30, together with Brother Song. Brother Song gave me the winner. And asked me this type of question. That's how I knew it from his past. Otherwise, he cannot be so sensitive. He cannot come up with this type of question. That's how she questioned. It's like asking me, how come you got this type of Dhamma, which she never hear before when the mother brought her to all the temple and all those Zen way place or this Chinese temple and all those things. That's why I say straight away, I say, you listen. Then I expounded the Four Noble Truths, the first two Noble Truths. Because she only needs essential Dhamma to connect. She has the path. That's why she progressed very far. After that, she come out with her own understanding and all those things. So everyone, you have your beautiful potential and nature, but you don't know. That's why I say for you to have the condition to be born a human being during the sasana, and have the condition to listen to my sharing, you are not simple. M'gantan. So have faith in yourself, understand now, and tell yourself, I am very special, Verity already say. So give you faith, come from me. Because it's true. Those who know the Buddha's teaching, you know, even Theravada also stated, you ask Brother Te, how rare is it to be born a human being? The turtle, once in 100 years float, surface in the ocean. Then there is a floating turtle eggshell, opening slightly bigger than the turtle head. He said the probability of that turtle come out and the shell there and the head went into the shell. You know how wide the ocean is, right? Even if I put the turtle in the pond with the turtle egg there, don't know how many try, also cannot get. Float, blind turtle some more, brother Tess. One eye blind, yes. Where every 100 years only surface one. You know how long or not? And yet you are born a human being, no? Then the sasana, the period of sasana is 4,000 or 5,000 years, no? Compared to the universal time, aeons, no? You think the sasana lasts very long? It's 0.0001% of that non-sasana period. And yet you are born as a human being during the sasana, no? That's why Mahayana have a lot of gratitude. He said, "For fa nan wen." Zhen sheng nan de, for fa nan wen. Zhen sheng nan de, jing yi de, for fa nan wen, jing yi wen. Then what are you doing? And somehow you got conditioned to come to Dhamma class, the real one. So you not simple, and I tell you, you got your parami one. So don't go and tell, brother, we are not like you lah, your past lah, you talk like that, mundane mind telling you, and you go and believe. Then you got no faith, no condition. Just like those people who are poor, not successful, you know what is the difference? The rich people come and give the talk and sharing and say, if you try this, you'll be successful. If you know how to invest, you will make money. Then if you understand all this, all the idea, you know what they will tell you? Forget about it. Not for me one. I cannot one. Means what? You don't even give yourself a chance. Understand? You just shut off. Then they used to say, the successful people, you know who are they? Sometimes not educated. Because they say, I don't have degree. I got nothing to lose. So they daring, go out, try everything. That's why they hit the jackpot. You got degree, Dare not leave your job, your comfort zone, You agree, fully agree, Get hold agree. Your comfort zone, But you every day complain, This company, useless one. Never take care of staff one. Don't provide this benefit, that benefit one. But still stay there and work, You see all this, isn't it? And this is a reality. You don't really understand what is going on. If you talk until the company is so check eye, then why still stay there? That's all. It's very easy to understand, isn't it? That's why don't look down upon yourself. The Buddha says, have faith in your nature, have faith in your own condition. Even Angulimala can become Arahant. Why are you scared? You never kill. You are so much better than him. Queenie laughed until. Queenie very determined, 70 over years old. She goes spiritual trip, she and Madam Ho are the two. I tell you, young people also cannot match them. They were full of appetite. The way they eat at the table, you ask Brother Tio, I tell you, they eat much, much more than me. And they enjoy the food, because all good food. That's why you got spiritual treat, you better come along. So we go for dinner. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Announcement.
Okay, I would just like